ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين.
Allah's statement. And when there came to them, the Jews, a book, this Qur'an, from Allah, confirming what is with them, the Torah, and the Injil, Gospel, although aforetime they had invoked Allah for the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to gain victory over those who disbelieved, then when there came to them that which they had recognized, they disbelieved in it. So let the curse of Allah be on the disbelievers. Chapter 2, verse 89, Al-Quran. The next topic is, the Jews were awaiting the Prophet's coming, but they disbelieved in him when he was sent. Allah said, and when there came to them, meaning the Jews, a book from Allah, meaning the Qur'an that Allah sent down to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirming what is with them, meaning the Torah. Further, Allah said, although aforetime they had invoked Allah for coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to gain victory over those who disbelieved, meaning before his messenger came to them, they used to ask Allah to aid them by his arrival against their polytheistic enemies in war. They used to say to the polytheists, a prophet shall be sent just before the end of this world, and we along with them shall exterminate you, just as the nations of Ad and Iram were exterminated. Also, Muhammad bin Ishaq narrated that Ibn Abbas said, the Jews used to invoke Allah for the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to gain a victory over the Aus and Khazraj, before the Prophet ﷺ was sent. When Allah sent him to the Arabs, they rejected him and denied what they used to say about him. Hence, Mu'adh bin Jabal and Bishr bin al-Bara' bin Ma'rur from Bani Salama said to them, O Jews, fear Allah and embrace Islam. You used to invoke Allah for the coming of Muhammad ﷺ when we were still disbelievers, and you used to tell us that he would come and describe him to us. Salam bin Mushkim from Bani An-Nadir replied, he did not bring anything that we recognize. He is not the prophet we told you about. Allah then revealed this ayah about their statement. And when there came to them, the Jews, a book, this Qur'an from Allah, confirming what is with them, the Torah, and the Injil, Gospel. Abu al-Aliya said, the Jews used to ask Allah to send Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that they would gain victory over the Arab disbelievers. They used to say, O Allah, send the prophet that we read about in the Torah, so that we can torment and kill the disbelievers alongside him. When Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they saw that he was not one of them, they rejected him and envied the Arabs, even though they knew that he was the messenger of Allah. Hence Allah said, then when there came to them that which they had recognized, they disbelieved in it. So let the curse of Allah be on the disbelievers.